Good morning. And thank you for coming out on, well, such a delightful morning. Let's move that out of the way. So today is our first Sunday of Advent. And we'll start our service with a reading from the Psalms. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is great, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people. Let's join together in prayer. Lord, we're gathered here on the first Sunday of Advent. We pray that you will be here with us, Lord, as we consider the starting of the journey towards your birth, Lord, and all that that means to us at this time of year. Lord, we give you thanks and praise. Be with us now as we turn our thoughts to you. Lord, we just pray that you will move amongst us. We are looking at hope this morning, Lord, and we know that we have our hope in you. Amen. Our first hymn is, O Come, Emmanuel. Please be seated. So this morning, it being Advent, we have five candles, and I need somebody to come and help me light one of those candles, and I have one volunteer. Come on then. Not the middle one. So we light this candle this morning to remind us of the hope of Christ's birth, the hope that we all count on, wait on, and believe in. Our young people will leave us now, going up to Sunday social, but before they go, let's say a word in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the young people here this morning. And we would ask that you will go with them now as they go to Sunday social, that they will have a fantastic time learning about you, Lord, about your birth, about the hope that that brings to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Our first reading this morning comes from Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Should have done that as well, I do apologise. Now I've got to see where we are on this one. There we go. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over the kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So, how do you prepare for Christmas? Sorry, good morning on Zoom as well. How do you prepare for Christmas? Are you a bit like preparing for Christmas cards? So do you buy all your Christmas cards in January and February when they're cheap, and by November you've got them all written and ready to go and then sent out? No, okay. Maybe you're a little bit more last minute. Maybe you don't plan quite so much with your Christmas cards. Have you bought them even? Maybe you're a bit like me. You just let somebody else do it. Or maybe you don't even send Christmas cards at all. And that's a bit like our Christian life. How are we preparing for the birth of Christ? Will you plan in advance? Will you be praying? Will you be spending time reading and preparing yourself for the celebration of the birth of Christ, our Saviour? Will you wait until the very last minute and pray on the day, celebrate in the service and then go home? Maybe you won't prepare at all. What does Advent mean to you? Have you started? Have you had your Advent calendar and your chocolates? Yes? Yeah, me too. Me too. Or does it signify the start of the preparation for Christmas? Maybe you're worried about Christmas. Maybe you're worried you won't be able to afford it. It's a financial hurdle. If that's the case, and you're concerned about money over Christmas, then I would ask you to speak to somebody about CAP. CAP is Christians Against Poverty, and Chris is the lead for our church and our representative. So if you're worried about Christmas, this should be a time of hope. This should be a time of preparation. Like the Christmas cards, let's try and be ready. Let's try and celebrate the birth of Christ. This candle of Advent represents hope, and we're going to focus on hope later on. But before we look at hope, I'd like to start thinking about the journey towards Christmas. The day our Saviour was born, the day the world changed, and a new hope started. Isaiah speaks of the four throne names of the coming Messiah. Wonderful Counselor. Counselor points to the one who determines and carries out an action, a royal program that will make the world marvel. Mighty God, the coming King's divine power is stressed by Isaiah. Everlasting Father, he will be an enduring and compassionate provider and protector. Prince of Peace, his rule will bring wholeness to the individual and society. The music group will now lead us in two songs. Please be seated. Annalisa is now going to lead us in prayer.
Hopefully you all got a star when you came in. If you didn't, wave at somebody. And there's one behind you, Beth, in the silver bowl. Everybody got one? Fabulous. Okay. Our prayer focus today is to consider ways of following God in fresh obedience this Advent, and to trust in his promises for our lives, and to walk the path in which he guides us. Matthew 2, verses 1 to 2 say, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, 'Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.'" So today, consider ways in which you can follow God this Advent and trust his promises for your life, as the wise men obediently followed the star to Bethlehem. So take time now to write your name on your star, and as you do, ask God to make his path for you clear, and as you choose to follow him afresh, give your prayers obediently to God and ask him to guide you in his ways. After service, if you could bring your stars to the front, there'll be some silver bowls. And if you could leave them, I'm going to display them on the back. And over the next 4 weeks, our display will grow as Advent goes on. We'll display the stars as a symbol of our commitment to follow God this Advent. So let us pray. On this first week of Advent, we fill our prayers with hope. Father God, today we place our hope in you, for we know that those who hope in you, Lord, will have their strength renewed. If we hope in you, we will soar on wings like eagles. If we hope in you, we will run and not grow weary, and we will walk and not be faint. We hope for peace. Peace for those who live facing conflict. Peace for those living in war zones. Peace for those living in unsafe homes. We hope for healing. Healing of those who are unwell in body or mind. We hope for comfort for those who grieve the loss of a loved one. We put our hope in you, Lord, and pray that you will intervene in the governments of the world as they make decisions that affect our world, the environment, the economy, the laws of the land. We put our hope in you, Lord, that you will guide and show us the way as we strive here at Desborough Baptist Church to fulfil our mission statement to help people of all ages to find and follow Jesus. We pray especially this week for Chris as she goes into schools within our community next week, on her own and with the Open the Book team. We pray that the children that she speaks to will hear the word of you, Lord. We hope that those in our families and friends and communities who don't know you as their Lord and Saviour will hear the good news that your birth brought to the world all those years ago, and we hope that they too will know you as we do. Heavenly Father, when despair and doubt surrounds us, help us to find hope in your promises to us. And now let us share the words of the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. Our reading this morning comes from Romans 5, verses 1 to 8. Therefore, since we have been justified, I'll get it right this time. There we go. I don't need those. I'll read it from there. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace, in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, somebody might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So what is hope? The dictionary describes hope as a feeling of expectation, a desire for something to happen. We often use the phrase hopes and dreams, but today I'd like you to consider hopes and prayers. So let's take a deeper look into Romans 5. It starts with the statement, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Is that you today? Do you have peace with God? This is not merely a subjective feeling. It's a new relationship with God. Once you were lost, but now you are his friends. Verse 2 speaks of access. We are not brought into his presence, but so we have access to him. The curtain has been divided, torn down the middle, torn in two. Then it starts to get interesting. We are to rejoice in our suffering. Note the word in. It's not because of our suffering, but in our suffering. We're not called to have a morbid view of life, but to rejoice and be joyful. We can rejoice in our suffering because we know it's not meaningless. It's part of God's plan to produce in us perseverance, character, and hope. Hope does not disappoint us. God has poured out his love. This is not an unfounded optimism. It's an assurance of future based in God's love. God's love for us. At just the right time. So what was the right time? Is it the right time for you now in your journey with God? Only you can answer that question. God's love is poured out for us. That's not to say it's based on anything we can do. Nothing you can do can earn God's love. His love is poured out in spite of our unworthiness. Verse 7 speaks of a righteous man, a good man. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think I was either when Christ died on the cross for me. So, focusing on hope. What did you hope for when you came here today? Maybe you hoped to get here on time. Maybe you hoped somebody else was stood here. Maybe I did. What about Christmas? Maybe you hope for something special at Christmas. My hope is that you will come to know God a little better today. Maybe you've never made that commitment, and today is the day you are going to make it. Are you thinking about baptism? There's a baptistry underneath me, and it needs some water in it. Yeah, I might be in it if I stamp too hard. I won't do that again. But maybe you're thinking about that, and my hope is that you are. And if so, then I encourage you to speak to somebody today. I encourage you to speak to one of the deacons, one of the leaders, our minister in training, but speak to somebody. Maybe you need to draw closer to God today. Maybe you're a little bit like the Christmas cards. You're not quite prepared. Maybe you need to get a little bit more organised. Lots of people here today that will happily talk to you and pray with you about your hopes or anything else of concern. Do not go home today without telling somebody what you are hoping for this Christmas. And I'm just going to give you a minute to think about that and what you are hoping for today. What did you hope to hear? What did you hope? What do you hope for Christmas? Let's pray. Lord, there are so many hopes, so many dreams, so many prayers. We bring those hopes to you this morning, Lord. We bring them in our prayers. Help us to prepare for your coming, for the birth of your Son. Lord, our hopes and our dreams are known by you. Help us now, Lord, to get ready for Christmas, and to hope and pray for others this time of year. There are so many people that don't have hope, Lord. Even in Desborough, there are so many people who live without the hope, without the knowledge of you. Without them in your lives, Lord, their hope is gone. And I just pray for those people now, Lord. I pray for people in this church that their hope will be in you. Your birth that we will celebrate, that ultimately leads to your death on a cross, Lord. The ultimate sacrifice, but the thing that saves us. So, Lord, when we think of our hopes, help us to concentrate on you, but also to think of others, Lord, others around us. How can we help them? How can we listen to their hopes? How can we pray for them? In Jesus' name, amen. Our next hymn. Thank you, Brian. Be Thou My Vision.
Thank you.
So, hopes. Hopefully, you've had a think about the things you hope in. Maybe. But I hope this service was okay. If you were hoping for a short service, it looks like you might be lucky. But what I would like at the end of this service is for each and every one of you to talk to each other about your hopes. What is it that you hope for? If you are thinking about any of the things we've talked about, if you are thinking about baptism or wanting to know a little bit more about Christ, then talk to somebody. What is it you're hoping with? What is it you're hoping for? What do you want this Christmas? Our closing hymn is "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less." And so I ask you, what is your hope built on? As you sing this song, as we go through these words, what is your hope built on? So, hope. My hope is that you will all come to know God a little better today. Now, some of you might have hoped the service finished early, and it has. But unfortunately, that means I'm going to challenge you all. You've got another 10 minutes to have a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and talk to each other about your hopes. So let's close with the grace. Hold hands and say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.